a fan of situations where the average person wins a case against a medical scheme or against an insurance company that was promising you to cover you for certain things, and they don't. Mm-hmm. And then they come up with every excuse in the book as to why they don't want to cover you. Mm-hmm. In fact, this happened to an individual as a Discovery Medical scheme refused to cover the cost of a new type of eye stent because it wasn't available at state hospitals. So the appeal board of the Council of Medical Schemes has ruled against Discovery Health Medical Scheme after it refused to cover the cost of a new type of eye stent for one of its members who suffers from the eye disease glaucoma. Mm-hmm. Ironically, the cost of the stents, which is 9,000 Rand, was much lower than an alternative treatment, which was 20,000 Rand, which Discovery was prepared to fund. But Discovery refused to pay for the stent as it is not available in state hospitals. According to the South African law, all medical scheme members, no matter which option they select, are entitled to certain basic benefits for a list of illnesses such as asthma, hypertension, and other types of cancers for some of these prescribed minimum benefits schemes. Medical funds only have to pay for treatment that are available in the state sector. Once you get cancer, for example, there are many of the cheaper PMB-only schemes, options that will only pay for the radiation or chemotherapy that is used in state hospitals. In theory, therefore, the new ruling against Discovery may open the door for members of even the cheapest medical scheme to get treatment that they're not offered by state hospitals. So what happens is, with the stent that was introduced into the eye, which is caused by glaucoma, it's a small little plastic or steel tube that gets implanted into your eye to help fluids pass through, such as blood or any other fluids that might come in and out of the eye. I've known many cases, and I'm not just picking on Discovery, but many cases with other medical schemes that have refused to pay out people's claims when people needed it the most, and that is always shocking.
It is. But now I'm a bit confused. They say they only pay for things that are at state hospitals.
Yes.
But when you go there as a middle-class individual, you can't get treated at the state hospital because they'll say, you know, you earn too much to get treated here. You should go to a private institution.
Well, remember, your medical scheme covers you to when, if you don't have medical aid works like this, there are different plans. And each plan determines which doctor you can go to, which hospital you can go to, and who can treat you. It doesn't work on the basis of, I've got medical aid, I can go to any private hospital.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. So, so it's always important when you take out medical aid to know where your nearest hospital is. Who's the GP that is approved? For example, I had medical aid and then I canceled it because I thought it was total BS. The doctor that I had been using ever since I was a kid that my mom had been taking me to was on the lower medical scheme plan. And then eventually she said, sorry, I can't work with this plan anymore because they just don't pay me my rates. And what had happened was that every time I would go there and I would use my card, Discovery would decline it, and then she would phone me and say, look, Discovery hasn't paid for this. And I said, all right, fine. So I'd go and I'd pay her. And then eventually I said, what the hell do I need medical aid for?
If I'm paying.
And I prefer her as my doctor. You know, once you get a GP that you're used to, a GP that you're comfortable with.
Yes. Yeah.
And this GP understands you because they've got a track record of everything that you've been treated for.
Yeah, especially with, with certain problems, because you go to the GP and some of the issues are very personal issues that you don't just discuss with anyone. And that requires trust.
No.
Yes.
You know? Andile, if you're going to ask me on air if I've ever been treated for crabs, the answer is no. So, yeah.
I wasn't going to ask.
It's the same thing with me. I don't have a medical aid, but I make sure that I go to one person all the time.
And you have a preferred doctor.
Yes.
And this doctor keeps a track record. So, for example, she said to me, because I constantly kept getting a tonsil infection, she says, if this persists and if you keep getting this tonsil infection, you might need to consider getting your tonsils removed because it can become toxic when you're older. And we tracked it over a period of 18 months to see how many times I got tonsillitis. And it only happened that I had gotten it twice. And she says to me, it could be something in the air. It could be a deficiency in your immune system. She says, but the fact that she says if it happens more than four times in 1 year, then we have to remove them because it can become dangerous.
You know, and your doctor would only be able to pick that up if you're going to them regularly.
And if they've been treating you for a very long time, and she's been treating my family, and she can then advise me and say, hey, Nick, if you are experiencing high blood pressure, you know, this might be hereditary in your family, or you might want to start watching your sugar because your, you know, your dad or your uncle or your brother or your mom has got diabetes, and it might just be hereditary and it's in your blood as well.
So that
you can so that the next generation can take every precaution to prevent it.
Wow.
So these are some of the things that medical schemes do. But I'm just glad that they paid out, and the little guy at the end of the day gets to win.
And like I'm glad that I don't have a medical aid.
The shocking part in all of this is that the original treatment was 20,000, and this treatment was 50% less, and they still fought.
They still wanted to pay for 20,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. There's a giant